Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. We are here in our great studio. We have beautiful views. Sun is going still up, not yet down, so it's great. It's hot and warm, California. Oh my gosh, what a life we have here. And I don't even want to say how excited I am for today's show. So much I have with me. Amazing guest, somebody that I love dearly, and people will find out why in a moment. And her name is
Aspen Lily.
Aspen Lily, what a beautiful name for the gorgeous girl.
Oh, thank you, Ilona.
So I think we'll be having some like girlfriend talk, okay? Because we know each other very, very well for so many years. I think like I, in a way, raised you with your mommy.
Or definitely.
Mommy did the hardest job. I had this most pleasant job because you were coming to my studio and we were singing together from age when you were, I think, 12.
Yeah, I think actually I was 11 at the time.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was just so amazing. I was flipping yesterday through pictures. Oh my gosh, I have some pictures with me for you to give it to you.
Oh no. Wow. Should I be embarrassed?
No. But the one with braces I didn't bring.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
But the beautiful one, they are here. So we have cameras. I don't know. Hopefully people can see. Okay.
Okay, that's not that bad. I was expecting worse.
How can you work always? So beautiful and so sweet. I don't know how much people can see. Okay, that's my beautiful Aspen Lily. Okay. Okay, that's all for you. Okay, I have one with braces and okay, so I'm not showing that. That's my girl. That's two. Oh, look at that. This is my favorite.
Oh my gosh.
This is my favorite. Do you remember? Look at these eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this the most beautiful? And yep. That's all for you.
That was always your favorite.
Oh, yes. You know, it was on my wall for many, many years. And I just recently took it out and snapped the picture of some of my students, like 30 or 40 of them. Okay, that was very cool. I don't know if people can see, but, you know, when the girls were, some of them, so gorgeous and so already 15 or 16 years old, we created the band.
Mm-hmm.
Band that was called Pink Memories. That was also title of the song that we recorded. So I had amazing
one of them.
Yes, girls together, and I was that was a good time. You all were gorgeous, young, beautiful voices, and very, very comfortable being in a studio and recording songs already. So that's okay. Oh my gosh, no, how, why I have so many? Oh my gosh, can I show this one?
Sure. I think that actually is when I was 11.
That Aspen, when she was 11 years old, that was 2004. This picture was taken 2004.
2004.
So much.
Maybe not 11 then.
Okay, good. Yeah. You were 12, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, so I am keeping this one. That's for you. That's another one. Okay. That's all for you, because you don't have these pictures.
I don't have these pictures.
It's just little, and I will be looking for more, because I have doubles and triples of everything. I have thousands of pictures. So for me, to getting rid of even one and turn them apart of any of my past students was like heart was bleeding. And I'm doing this for last 3 days, I think, trying to clean up my and organize my memories and have beautiful books filled with, you know, students' moments of growth. But again, today is the hour that I have you. And you are not anymore 11, not 12. You are 20-something. And
28.
You still look 16. You are working.
So long.
Where are you working right now?
Right now, I'm working in casting. So we're doing reality TV, which is always really fun. We get to meet a lot of interesting people.
See, when somebody says, I'm working with casting, all LA and California people who dream say, I want to know Lilia, I want to know Aspen. Is this somebody that people try to knock to your doors to say, if I will be nice to you, maybe you will introduce somebody to somebody?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's not movies and television, like theatrical. It's more game shows. So of course they want to get part of the game shows because they can win some money. We just finished Ellen's Game of Games.
Wow.
So Ellen DeGeneres's Game
what
of
a fun
games.
Show.
Yeah.
This.
Mm-hmm.
So this is you who tries to match people for the game, for new people. How your work?
We try to find some genuine people and, with good stories, good backgrounds for the Ellen show or for that particular show. And then we submit tapes and some of the network picks out their favorites.
Wow. So you are pre-screening people. Yeah. So you are getting these hundreds of tapes and you watch and say, this person, that person could be for this and that. So that's a recent job, yes? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I've been doing that for the last 2 years. So
that's a long time in entertainment business.
In entertainment, that is a long time. Yeah. But in the bigger picture, it hasn't been that long. So I love it so far. It's been really educational, and I love the psychological aspect. You know, are they crazy enough to be on reality TV? Are they not crazy enough?
Mostly people who you choose or your friends or whoever decides in a casting. Did you have a moment that you really thought, oh, what did I do? This is a really crazy person and maybe will even cause trouble.
Well, luckily, we watch a lot of pre-recorded videos, so we can always talk about it amongst ourselves, and it's never really like in my head, oh no, what did I do getting into this? There are some that we enjoy talking about, and then there's others that...
I want to forget very fast.
Right.
Then 2 years ago, so we are going backwards, which I love it, because last time I had you in my studio... I think there was 2012 going 13. That's when we recorded our last song. And then your career took, of course, in a different direction. But I know you probably never, ever, ever will stop singing. And you are so into music, so into singing, so into... we loved one album, Christina Aguilera. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mariah Carey.
And Mariah Carey. And there were two albums that we perfected. To the breath, last phrase. And you were so good. They were, outside of me being your coach, the two the bestest voices, they were your also heroes, vocal heroes. And you loved it so, so much. And, you know, I after you, I had only one student who was addicted to Ariana Grande. And she was a very, very tiny girl. Maybe she was also 11 or 12. Or maybe 13 when she started falling in love with Ariana, the beginning of Ariana. So even when her voice wasn't yet ready, she sang every song on Ariana's albums, knowing like you to the perfection how she wanted to sound, what she wants to learn from Ariana. And right now she really, 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 really sings beautifully. So I think that was a very good school because sometimes we decide to jump from style to style or singers to singers. But I think your method was so direct and so like you loved the music on these two albums. There were two albums.
Yeah, I think that it's really important to go for the people that you admire the most and try to replicate some of their greatness.
It's like
and
the
then,
bestest teachers.
Yes, it is. It is. It's like the bestest teachers. And to follow in their footsteps is just our dream, right? So to even take a little bit of a tune here or a tune there would be, you know, ideal, right? So we practice and we practice and we practice.
Yeah. And your voice really matched gorgeously to the sound of it because it's also about songs. is not only a mannerism of the great singers or the technique they really sang, but mostly about the melodies. You are romantic. You are very, very gentle soul. That's how I know you. See? I'm right. So, you know, yeah, we spent so many lessons on these two albums. If you look back, which song is still haunting you or is something that makes you like, oh gosh, I just love this one, even when it was so many years ago?
I don't think I can pick one out, but I know that to go off of what you're saying, yes, it's very important to pick a song and practice to one that you're passionate about, because you're going to get the best results, yeah, when you have the emotion come out. So maybe you don't hit a tune here or there, but the soul is there, you know, the feeling is there. And so that's what acting's about. That's what singing's about, is having that emotion behind what you're doing. So even if you don't hit it just right, yeah, you're still getting something.
Getting closer and closer, yeah, to something. Because we are judging ourselves, the singers and actors. We are the worst judges. So even when somebody says, oh, you sound good, you still need to agree with somebody else's opinion. And mostly, artists are just searching for the perfection. And again, perfection in life, I don't believe in perfection. I think the imperfect perfection is the best us, you know, because you try always the best. You try. But if for us what is not good enough, for people who watch, they just feel the soul. They feel the way how we honestly try to communicate. So you were also having a lot of shows with me. We were raising a lot of money for charities, and you never believe. Yesterday I was in post office. So, and who did I see? So everything is like past, you know, the memories. I was sending also pictures. I saw Brenda Small, who was head of Right Now Give Life, heart problems. And the organization, when I was involved and Brenda Small and you were on a stage with a lot of my students, was called Music for Heart. So we really, really were raising thousands, mm-hmm, thousands of dollars, sometimes in a 2-3 hours of show, because all parents, all grandparents, everybody was so supportive of the young talents on the stage and the children who needed our support. And the shows were in the Canyon Club. Do you remember that?
I, you know, every time I pass the Canyon Club, I think of that time.
You do?
I do every time, every single time, because I remember the backstage and feeling what it was like to be backstage, you know, in the little dressing room that we had back there. Yeah. And just everybody was prepping to go on stage. And that was really special, especially because we were all so young. And so it was just like, pretty much the first time I think I've ever been backstage in a dressing room prepping to go on stage.
Big mirrors. But yeah, it was so serious because big artists are singing Canyon Club.
Yeah.
And there was given us, the space was given us with great sound effect, with 600 people inside and beautiful stage. Everything was just so pro. So for young people, 11 till 18 or 19, it was just exciting for me to also put the show together, knowing that the end result is not only that we love to sing live, but the money will be making. We were making a lot of money for children. And now I think Brenda Small again, she is working with Gift of Life and they're building hospitals in El Salvador. They don't do any more concerts like I did, but they found a bigger way of raising money for children in need. So, you know, you were part of it for so many shows. So thank you for that.
No, thank you.
And knowing that these days I prepared you for what you are doing right now, working, mm-hmm, for Ellen DeGeneres, mm-hmm, shows, it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
So 2 years before Ellen, what did you do?
Okay, so 2 years before Ellen, I worked in the art department for a little bit. So on a couple MTV stuff and College Humor. And then before that, I was at Paramount Pictures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember posting on the Facebook. There was like, yeah, when you see Paramount, then you're there.
I posted a lot of pictures.
Of course. That's a big, big name, big job. And you were part of it. So what did you do there?
So I started out as a studio page, giving tours in a uniform and golf cart. But
so
you know what?
Cute.
But you have to start somewhere, right?
Yes.
You know, so that was definitely an experience. You know, you learn to take in charge of like a big group and showing people around.
Yeah.
And
you know, and I always saw, I know that privately you are not shy, but you are gentle soul, not shy. You are gentle soul. So seeing you taking care of the group of people and right. talking to them, that's a big mm-hmm. performance.
Oh, yeah.
Because you it need is. To keep their attention.
That's and... exactly what it is. It's a performance because, you yes. know, I'd even have little jokes here and there, you know, very cheesy because they're tour jokes.
Yeah.
But you take them around. Some people would laugh, some people wouldn't. But you still go on with the show. And, you know, you just, you know, keep going. And it was a really good experience. You know, I got lots of tips, which meant something, right?
So I think now is a time for music.
Yeah.
So I would love to play one of your songs, and then we recorded.
Which one?
I know. The last one. The last one.
Okay.
We had a really unusual, very, very known arranger with us in a studio, Dom Capuano, and he arranged a few of my songs and few really big ones. For some of my students on albums. So I'm proud that you had the chance to work with him. Mostly he's writing right now for the films, scoring big
good.
Films. So I am very, very happy for him and don't want to say that it's me who brought Dom Capuano from Italy and we gave him a visa, a working visa, because when I heard his music and he was looking for somebody to sponsor him in LA, I was just so loving his style.
Yeah.
So I knew he will do very well in LA. And yeah, I didn't see him for many years, but I know I see him on the Facebook and he's doing very well. But right now, let's listen to Aspen.
You forever. I wanna make you feel what I feel. I wanna hold you and grow old together. I wanna see us reach for the sky. You want to give me a promise to love me. I want to trust you and never look back. I want to build a castle together.
Sometimes that
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. I remember writing this one. There was a challenging with the rhythm and everything. You know, I love this melody. I cannot wait. One day, maybe I will do my own version, little different, because yours is so beautiful. But the song is gorgeous. So I'm so happy to share with everybody. And do you remember title of the song? What?
Oh, I'm not sure what the title was.
So we need to call somehow this song. Yeah. Because we, yeah,
you,
it's
you
not
don't released. Remember the title.
You see, problem is that you recorded, I think, around 6 songs, and I, you know, not even me. I'm working till this day very close with Dan Solovitz, who produced most of your songs before this one, and he always said, "Where is Aspen? Where is Aspen? You know, we recorded a few good songs. She could have small EP." So I know I need
Blue Moon Studio.
In a Blue Moon Studio, yeah. big, you know, Joe Vanelli's gorgeous studio.
That was so, awesome. That was so
awesome. You know, that was my goal. I always were bringing, trying to give my students at the best what I could create for myself instead of giving them, "Oh, she's not ready." No, because I believe great places bring us so up. And as a singer, when you can imagine yourself that one day you will be in studios like that, you will be, which is weird because now the big studios don't exist anymore. People have small ones. So, you know.
I recorded a song not too long ago, a cover song of a Connie Francis song.
Oh my gosh, retro, I love
it. I know. And it turned
which
out,
one?
It turned out really good. It was called Fallen.
Fallen.
Yeah. So if you ever get a chance to listen to Connie's Francis.
I
want
your version.
I should send you my version.
Honey, I'm so happy that you
wasn't
doing
that long ago. It was maybe like 3 years ago though. So
sweetie, you need to. You know,
a friend of mine helped me out there.
Yeah, it's like 6 years ago. This song I recorded with you, and I remember till this day. You know, because it was again unusual song. You wanted something twisted, unusual. Mm-hmm. You had a vision for this one, and I think the song is very, very interesting. And when you listen back, could be today recorded. You know, it's no, when it's great producer, great studio, great songs, it really doesn't really matter if this is Connie Francis song. You can take 40 years later and do your own version, or 10 years later, 5, and still great. So, so you say that singing is still something that you would like one day to pursue?
You know, possibly, but I know right now there's just a lot of carpool karaoke.
Yeah. But you know, if I am saying the right things as a coach, do not sing in a car. You'll ruin your voice. But that's coaches say to everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, sing, because better, you know, to enjoy your music. You need to remember how great you were. And I know adding 2, 7, 5 years more of experience in life and remembering all many, many hours in the big studios, all of these things one day will get you to record great song. But you need to, I need to finish what I said with Dan Solovitz. He called me, say she had so many songs, she could have small EP. So I somehow believe that I will need eventually to talk to Dan and put the songs together, whatever we have. Doesn't really matter when you were younger, because that's something that people will enjoy, the growth of the singer.
Right.
And that you have something on iTunes, not existing iTunes right now, is Apple Music, but that you have something, because this song is great. The before were very, very good. So coming back, and Dan always said, she's so amazing, so very personal singer. I want her to have something. We did so much together. So I said, yeah, I had no contact with you, but now you are back into my life. So maybe we'll bring them back, or maybe you'll be looking for people to work with you, because I'm sure you have amazing friends who you don't need to have even big arrangement. You can have one piano and your voice will be good enough. You
so don't care. I ended up going to film school and in the same school, it was a very small school, it was the Art Institute. In the same school, they had a music program. So I made a lot of friends in the music program, one of which helped me do the Connie Francis cover. And then I made a music video for it.
Look at you. Do you have this on YouTube?
I didn't put it on YouTube yet. I should. Everyone's saying do it. But
please.
I'm such a perfectionist. I'm like,
silly.
No.
Because perfection kills progress,
it's true.
And people share silly stuff and people go viral. Doesn't really, it's not even about going viral, but I think, I'm sure it's good enough. You are qualified, sweetie. So don't wait for perfection. It's never happening.
Yeah.
Almost never. Right. So we would love to see this video one day. You will give me a link so I will post yeah, and people can check you out. But yeah, so make a goal and create another, because I think the retro music is something that you will sound beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, in home, what music mama and daddy is listening to?
Oh, my mom's just Aerosmith.
Oh gosh, the rocker chick.
I know, she loves Aerosmith. Anything in the 70s, you know, we play a lot of 70s radio in the house, and I, you know, inherently love it too because I hear it so yeah, much.
Hi Tracy.
Hi mom.
Hi mommy. I miss her too. And but mama, there was the person who dreamt for you to just develop your talent as a singer, or there was a daddy? You have amazing parents. You have a sister too.
Yeah.
Beautiful sister, very smart too.
Yeah, both of them wanted me to do, you know, pursue what I really wanted to do. So thankfully I had that support, and, you know, they were driving me to singing lessons every day.
Yes. And one day there was, for me, was big shocker. Because normally mama was driving you, and mama had this big Hummer.
Oh yeah.
Big car. So imagine Tracy coming to, you know, next to my house, this beautiful
American
flag car and Bluetooth in a car, whatever. I was like, how this happens? Because it was many years ago. I couldn't understand that phone can be allowed talking to you many years ago. But then one day, my beautiful girl just drove herself to my place in the white, beautiful Lexus. There was white Lexus.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yep.
So then I learned, you know, time really flies, and all of you will have the wings, own wings, and they will, all my girls. I have so many of them. They all are doing really, really well in life. So this show is also, I think, a reminder for parents. If we take care of the children's needs, or whatever they like to do, and we really are pursuing their own needs for whatever they want, life will really pay back big for the student. First, they are out of trouble. I don't know how, if you had a trouble time in your life, because teenagers can go through crazy moments, but mostly they will wind up to be amazing, amazing human beings and great for the country. My husband.
My trick is just staying crazy the entire time. So then
you just came back from Cabo. That's yeah, why you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I just went to Cabo for my sister's bachelorette party.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Your sister, what is her name?
Shasta.
And Shasta was studying in London, yes?
Yeah, she went to Oxford and got her MBA.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And
I'm
got
so
herself
proud of her.
Boyfriend there.
And found a boyfriend who is now her fiance in London, but they were actually, he's from Los Angeles.
That's
so
crazy.
And it is crazy because there's only about maybe 120 people or so, something like that, in her program, and they are from all over the world. She met people that made friends from India, you know, all over the United States, and you know, they only take like a couple people per state, something like that. There's not a whole lot of people. And he was one of them. And now he's going to be part of the family.
This is amazing. But mama probably is very happy because thinking she could meet some English boy and stay there. Or she has boyfriend from LA that she met in London. Do they want to leave here or there?
Oh, so they're in San Francisco right now.
Okay.
But they have full intention in coming back. And being with both of their families. So being around all the families to them is very important. And my sister works for Google right now.
Yay, that's a good company.
Very good company. And so she's going to transfer eventually.
So transfer from London to...
from San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah. So London is not anymore mm-hmm. in the... that was the 4 or 5 years and they're done with that. So wedding soon.
Wedding is very soon. So they're getting married in August.
So beautiful. Here or somewhere else?
Here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep, in Simi Valley.
Mama. That's a lot of
work. I know.
Daddy. So, okay. I have also a surprise for you because you probably don't remember, but your first song that you recorded.
I love it. I do. My grandpa still listens to it all the time and he just adores it.
So I want people to hear how Aspen Lily sounded when she was like 12 or maybe 13.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was a great singer. Play. Come on. Ago.
I know.
This song sounds like it could be recorded today.
I know.
Dan Solovis did beautiful arrangement. This song was so liked by a lot of my students. The one, Kira Nicole, she recorded a whole album with me, and that's the title of the album, Little Bit on My Own. I love your version. I love your version. It's so innocent and so just easygoing. As you are. Really talented singer. So please make me happy, make your teacher happy, and just knock to people's door. Friends, you have so many wonderful friends and say, do you have a guitar? Do you have that? Hey, can I do something? Can everybody have a studio right now? We don't need to pay thousands of dollars. Sorry, studios, big studios. You need to have great microphone that can capture your beautiful voice. Do you hear how raspy you were? You had this little like overtone. Ah, so beautiful. So beautiful. 12 years old, 13 years old girl.
I know people couldn't believe that it was that I was that young. When I even when I play it now, they're like, no, you were not 12 years old.
Do you sound like you you could imitate yourself and sounding right now this way? It's just beautiful. And you really love the song, you know. So, you know, showed beautifully, beautifully. So in funky way, you know, you have me in a studio. You know I'm doing unusual things in life always. I always try to challenge myself, and I don't even know what is the future is bringing, but I know something good. I always think this way. So till I record over and over new stuff. I'm writing so much. And two of my last songs, I ask very wonderful friend of mine, Jeff Floro, who has a show right after me all about guitars, to play guitars on my songs. So I have two songs with Jeff Floro playing on my guitar, on guitars for my song. So what I'm saying, you need to do the same, because you never know where the next beautiful artist can join you on something. So today is the big premiere. It's a new song for me, and it's called Runway Soul, and guitars were played by Jeff Floro. I wish he's here with us in the studio, but I will bring him here and I will play again just for fun. Just let's play Ilona Europa. He has a Runway Soul. Sounds like my life.
Some people may say you and I won't last. Some people may say we like fire on the rain, but they will never, never break us down. 'Cause every time you hear my heartbeat, you own my runway soul. Runway soul. Oh, were meant to fall in love. I always knew we like fire and the rain.
Yay! That was my premiere for today.
I love it.
Do you like it? Yes. It's so sweet. The story behind this song is so unusual. I'm working with a very known Polish model, beautiful gentleman, Mateusz Maga.
Is he single?
Yes, he's single. Gorgeous. He's right now in London and really, really does so many runways. So he also, he came here 2 years ago. He was my guest because he came to LA for the Polish Film Festival. And he speaks very high, with high voice, very unusual voice. I'm like, did you ever sing? You have very unusual sound of voice. He said, oh, that's my dream, but I never had the time to pursue, da, 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 da. So I said, Mateusz, if I know my ear, I would love to write song for you and let's see if we can make your dream come true. It was not easy because he was in Poland and he was traveling all around the world on the runways. But we had practice. We were practicing via Skype. He was in Warsaw or in Milan, wherever he was, in middle of the night. He was practicing the song that I wrote for him, and I prepared him for recording session. You cannot believe what's happened after. So he recorded the vocals in Warsaw. I was in LA, all was on the Skype. So, you know, we had all this communication and saying what, why, and how. He did a very, very good job. Song is have 500,000 people already views. He's really, really doing very, very well. So he got this bug for singing. And after this first song, he said, Ilona, please write me another one. Write me something. I'm like, okay, I'll write you a song about a runway soul. Will be, you can walk to your own music and stuff. So this was like a year and a half ago. The song is was written, ready, but we cannot get together because he is so doing great career right now as a model. So he's very, very, you know, traveling all the time and we don't have time to like sit and practice. He came here to LA. He spent 4 days in my place. We practiced very, very much. So he will be probably very angry at me knowing that I recorded already, but I got pissed. I'm like, I'm not waiting for you. I will do my own version, much softer than his. But yes, I really believe that eventually Mateusz Maga will record the song. And when he will be walking runways, he will be walking to his own song.
That would be so amazing. Yeah. Wow.
So I always build a story behind something. So, and then I have a vision. He loved it this way. Oh, I need to show you his picture. Oh my gosh, everybody goes Mateusz Maga on the Facebook and you can see him, you know, on the walkway.
Yeah.
On runway. So good. Now, 10 years from now, what do you think you will be doing? What do you think?
I don't know.
Are you planning so much ahead or not so?
No, not so much ahead. Hopefully I'll be, I guess, married by then, hopefully.
Yeah. So, so like every woman, I really believe that every woman dreams about to have family.
Yeah.
Maybe some feminists say, oh, why are you saying that that's what we want, only husband and child. But I really think that's what we are here for, in a way.
In a way, for sure. I know I would love to write a book.
Oh, wow.
I have a couple ideas, fiction. Okay. So I would definitely, I think by 10 years, I can have
that
out.
Did you start or this is still?
I have started. I have started. So hopefully that will be out. And then, yeah, I would love to find somebody as far as kids are concerned. Depends on who I end up with. Like, so we'll figure it out, right? We'll figure
You're
it
like,
out.
Like, two, three, one? Yeah. How many babies?
Who knows?
Like, my child wants minimum three. I'm like, where this came from? She really, really likes big family. She misses, you know, our family is very, very small, tiny. So she misses to have family. She's in mommy more.
I mean, I know that I enjoyed having a sister and a brother. So three is a good number. Tell Natasha.
What is your brother doing right now?
My brother is finishing up college. So he's doing some online courses at home. So, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Woo! And his dream, none of them, no Shasta, no your brother, his name is?
Quentin.
Quentin, they are not into music too much and not into art.
Not into art. My brother was really big into sports. And I did hear that the athletes and artists use the same side of their brain. So maybe that runs in our family as far as being artistic and athletic.
And smart, because and all smart, three of smart, children yes. are very, very smart. And parents, you did something really, really good. You know, very nice and smart.
Not babies. Too shabby.
Not at all. And the next question would be, you are, I don't want to say where you live, but you are in LA. Do mm-hmm. you think that that's where you want to wind up? Or you feel like some another part of the country calls your name?
You know, I always loved New York. But I think that I'll probably end up either LA area.
So you don't have favorites like here?
Yeah.
You're still Malibu is not like, oh, I want to be Malibu.
No.
No.
You know, but if you've ever been to Hermosa Beach, that is where it's at. There's it's just a beautiful beach community. So if you do like the beach, it's really
do
nice.
You like a beach? Because
I do.
You are not suntan too much.
I'm not, and I just got back from Cabo too.
So yeah, we are running, we are hiding from sun.
I hide from sun. I'm an umbrella. I'm an umbrella type of girl.
I really would love also say thank you to your grandma. And I know that you have family who is in was in entertainment business. Yes, you have somebody you love dearly.
Yeah, my grandma. So she wasn't in necessarily the entertainment, but she was an interior designer and architect.
Yeah.
And she did do some famous people's houses, though, too.
Was this her who was coming, visiting you when you were singing to my studio?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that was it. I'm sure that was her. Yeah, she has always been my number one supporter for when it comes to arts, her being artistic herself.
What is her name?
Marsha.
Hi, Marsha.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, looking back.
Yeah.
I remember her sitting on my couch and she was just...
The coolest.
Oh, the eyes on you. She loves you
She loves me a lot. The coolest house that she ever did was Van Halen's house.
Whoa.
I know. So it was like, whoa.
Van Halen, you know, you think all metal or rocky or crazy, but no, maybe he likes fluffy stuff. You
never
know.
I know. I need to ask him exactly what his decor was like.
I wonder if he changed the decor or still is the same one.
Right. Yeah.
So Aspen, again, if people... would like to, for whatever reason, by listening maybe to your songs, to get in contact with you. Is it okay to do this via
Absolutely.
Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram or Facebook. I go by Aspen Lily on Facebook. And then on Instagram, I'm Aspen Lily W.
Okay, that's very, very easy. So for today, yes, we love Aspen so much. She is one of my favorites. When it comes to voice, I think she always, and her tenacious again in the studio when she was practicing. Ugh, I just loved this about her. We really, really were working hard on every song on the albums just because she wanted to be better as a vocalist. So she chose this pattern and I'm like, that's a great one. So I really favorite you in my own memories. Outside of my own daughter, of course, and two or three different students who are very similar to you, because only these people get very, very far and they have their own ways of thinking mm-hmm. what to do to get themselves better without coach later. Yes.
I just remember going into music lessons and feeling like it was my own personal therapy session, because every time I would leave, I'd feel so much better. I know a lot of the times we'd run over because I'd be like, one more time, let's do it one more time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that was just, it was so amazing and unforgettable.
I'm thankful for that because I was a recipient of that too. You know, if I wanted to sing longer, it means I really wanted to be with you, knowing that you are developing so beautifully. And you have few people who really love to write for you and arrange for you and produce your stuff. I know you are surrounded by talented people. So promise us the next time when I will be having an interview with you, you'll be playing something for us and you don't need a big arrangement. I tell you, your voice is good with guitar and will be very, very good with only piano. So pick one instrument and just start writing. If you write it, you can write your own songs. I'm sure you do. Do you?
Yeah. You know, I started to. So I know when I was younger, I definitely have a little book full of poems and I do write poetry. So and I enjoy
melody.
Writing. I was just talked about writing a book. So I was like, you know, I really enjoy writing. I should write more songs. And as we heard on the first song that I sang with you guys or recorded, there's not too much instrumental. So I think you're right when it's just a guitar and just having something simple would
Yeah, your voice is just very intimate and, you know, just piercing when it comes to a mood you really feel through their lyrics. I love singers who are focusing also what they are saying instead of, oh, how beautifully I can sing. Yeah, and you have this together. So we have a promise. We will be in 10 years. She will be releasing 2 books. Hopefully that's what will happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably she will be married with 2 children. Probably she will be living in Hermosa Beach. 2 children. I think 2 children is enough. And obvious mommy, daddy, and grandma and whole family will be still crazy about all of 3 of you because you have wonderful family. And I love them so much. And thank you for coming today to the studio.
Thank you so much, Ilona, for having me. As always, it's always just so great to talk to you. And
my baby.
Good things are happening.
Good things always, you know. So for everybody and for all parents who are right now say, why I need to take my child for singing lesson, guitar lesson, piano lesson, acting lessons, football, baseball, sound. There's a beautiful reason behind it. The children will love you forever for the time that they could spend enjoying what they are doing. And then later in life, even when they have short break, 5 years, 3 years, they will come back what they love to do and they will remember you taking them for the lessons. So for all parents, grandparents and beautiful children who want to be better, thank you. Until next time, Accent on Ilona Europa. See you next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.